With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. We'll check in with the Buffalo Bills. Their former great special team Pro Bowler, Steve Tasker, will join us. He covers the team. Chris Sims, Football Night in America, former NFL quarterback, will stop by a little bit later on as well. The big news, Josh Allen is day-to-day with that tender elbow. Matthew Stafford is in concussion protocol. I watched the game. I didn't see a hit or didn't remember a hit that would have put Matthew Stafford in concussion protocol. But some of the topics that we will address coming up. Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America. Those are the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A lot of new merchandise there. Go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things for the holidays and some big announcements coming up on Monday. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Say good morning to those on chat row, those also watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, or listening to radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and the other radio stations around the nation. This program brought to you by Discover, and you have a lot of banks that make it difficult to redeem credit card rewards. With Discover, you redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Watched some basketball last night. Watched the Lakers and the Clippers and wasn't surprised. Watched the Nets against the Knicks, and I wasn't surprised either. The Knicks are bad. And I saw the Nets actually playing some defense. Lo and behold, that might be the key for this team, playing a little bit of defense. And they had Kevin Durant last night with a triple-double. Jacques Vaughn is now the official head coach of the Nets, as he had an interim basis. But Jacques Vaughn got elevated there, and Ime Udoka, it was supposed to be imminent that he was going to be named the new head coach. And then all of a sudden, did somebody have a change of heart? The owner, Joe Tsai, did he go, maybe we're going to get some backlash here. How you didn't think there was going to be backlash if you were going to hire the Celtics head coach who's been suspended for having an affair with a subordinate, and you're going to bring him in with all the drama you got with Kyrie Irving? How about you start reducing your drama, not adding to your drama? And Jacques Vaughn has been with the team for a couple of years, and he's got a pretty good resume there. And, you know, maybe he gets them to play defense, because that's really going to be a key for this team. They're one of the worst defensive teams in the league. Here's the other thing. We tend to look at a sample size of about 5 to 10 games and go, oh, that's who they're going to be this year. The Nets still have the 6th best odds, according to Vegas, DraftKings, to win the title. They're a mess, but there's a lot of, we got 70 games to get ready. If you're going to have drama, it helps when you have talent. They have both there. Do I think Kyrie plays for them? If I'm Kevin Durant, if I'm the Nets, if I'm Jacques Vaughn, you know what? Great talent, but he's just not worth it because he giveth and he taketh away. And, you know, maybe this is where the Lakers go, well, we'll take him. You don't want him. What do you want for him? Maybe. But at some point, you got to just say, let's cut our losses here. And maybe this owner had an epiphany and he's going to go, why would I bring in this coach who we had him on the staff. We don't even know all the information about what happened in Boston with Ime Udoka. Very, very little. And it went quiet for a week. And then all of a sudden you're going, wait a minute. I thought he was going to get hired. This is a mere formality. Now he's not. I'm still baffled by this, that the Celtics would just let him go without asking for something in return. But it turns out Brooklyn didn't hire him. But I watched the game last night, and KD had a triple-double. He's the most unstoppable player in the league. He is. You can talk about Luka. You can talk about the Greek Freak, Ja Morant, Steph Curry. Kevin Durant's the most unstoppable player in the league. Double-teamed always. And still put up great numbers. And he makes it look easy. Where you go, here comes the jumper. He could almost say to you, hey, here comes the jumper. Hey, I'm going to go left and shoot the jumper. Hey, I'm going right shooting the jumper. He's just too tall. That release point, and it's a great rhythm that he gets into. Yeah, Marv.
Did you see his crossover over the weekend against the guy from the Wizards?
I felt bad for that guy.
I mean, he was doing stuff. There's some guards in this league who can't pull that move off.
Pretty impressive.
That was nasty.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Paul.
There's got to be more with Ime Udoka. The guy has lost two head coaching jobs before Thanksgiving. You know, he lost the Celtics job. He was imminent to get the other job, and they were a mess, and they needed a winning coach. Usually guys who win as much as he did and are young don't get thrown away. There's got to be way more to this story.
Here is Jacques Vaughn, the Nets head coach, on was he the first choice?
Did being passed over impact your thinking at all about your odds of getting this?
I guess I was the the write-in candidate in the minds of elections right now. But I'm okay with that. I said to my wife, I might have not been her first choice, and we've been together 20 years, so you know it could all work out. So off we go.
I like it. Great answer. KD had a triple-double, 29, 12, and 12. The first player since Michael Jordan to score at least 25 points in each of his team's first 12 games. And woo!
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Lakers lost to the Clippers, 114-101. They're now 2-9, matching the worst start in franchise history. There will continue to be conversations about what the Lakers can do, should do, will do, won't do, and it might just come down to Anthony Davis if you want to trade Anthony Davis. And maybe you just say, this is the lineup we have. We're going to take our lumps here, see what happens here in the offseason. But I wonder what this means next season. Like, we're, 11 games in, and I think you got to start looking at next season because I don't know if anything gets better. They have no depth whatsoever on that team. Russ off the bench, great. LeBron's got an injury. In fact, here's LeBron talking about his groin injury.
LeBron, can you just take us through how you feel and what you felt on that play with about 5 minutes left?
I feel good. I mean, besides the injury, you know, get pictures on it tomorrow and go from there. But didn't do anything, you know, extraneous on the play. Just when I landed, I felt a little either spasm or strain in my groin. So immediately I had to come out after that, after the next play down when I went to the free throw line.
I'm sure you don't want to speculate too much. We know that back in the Christmas game, Golden State a few years ago, so is it similar area, same side, anything?
It's not as bad.
Okay. Sure. Okay. I mean, at his age, the way he plays, still plays, it's amazing. But he's going to have these more and more and more. And you can't limit his minutes because you don't have any talent on that roster right now. Paul George played really well last night. No Kawhi, but I wouldn't prepare for Kawhi Leonard playing a majority of games, that's for sure. Yes, Marv.
And this isn't 10 years ago. Remember what, like when the Cavs or the Heat, they would kind of get off to a slow start and say, oh, once LeBron turns it on, they can just get on a roll. Yeah. This isn't that anymore because he's in, what, year 20?
Yeah.
And his team's not very good.
Yeah. It's not like you can rest him a little bit or have somebody. This is what I thought the role was going to be for Anthony Davis. It was gradually going to be his team. And then you would get Russell Westbrook during the regular season, who would handle the majority of the minutes, running the point, and this would allow LeBron to sort of manage himself throughout the season. And then you got to the postseason, and then that's what he can take over. But there's no depth, and you watch that team, there's no life there. And it's only 11 games into the season. But they know. Players know before we know. And you just get that feeling when you're watching. It's like, it's just inevitable. Yeah, Mark.
Have you ever covered a really bad team, like even before the season started or early in the season, where you're just like, oh, this is going to be a long year? And you could just see it on the players' faces.
I don't remember covering anybody who was not good on a consistent basis. I remember going out, I'd go to the Jets, but they were still competitive when they had Ken O'Brien, this sack exchange. The Giants were winning Super Bowls, or at least competing in Super Bowls. The Mets were playing in the World Series. The Yankees were kind of a mess with Billy Martin when I first started covering them. And as a reporter, you sort of want one or the other. You want the team that's a mess or the team that's unbelievable. You root for the extremes because then that gives you a storyline. When I would go to Yankee Stadium, I went to Yankee Stadium to do a profile on Don Mattingly. I got out there and Billy Martin had been fired. And all of a sudden you're going, all right, well, let me cover this. Because that had happened right in front of you. And I remember one of the Yankees said, oh, he'll be back. And it always stayed in my mind that they knew the drama that was there. They dealt with the drama and it was just part of the landscape there. All right. Poll question, Seton. What do we have today?
Dan, we're looking at, because of the Josh Allen story, best backup quarterback situation in the National Football League.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're looking at the Bills with Case Keenum.
All right.
That's a high-end backup.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I feel good turning the ball over to him. At least, I mean, it's not ideal, but not like, oh, crap, I don't know what we're going to do with this guy.
I would say the Colts have the best backup situation because they have Matt Ryan and Nick Foles.
Yeah.
But why Nick Foles is not playing, I still don't understand that because he's better than Sam Ehlinger. That's where if you say, okay, what's – I just want somebody to tell me, why is Nick Foles not playing? I mean, I'm not making him out to be, Joe Namath here, but he does have success, and he has success – in the Super Bowl. And I just think that guy's at least proven.
Dude's got a statue.
Yeah. And more importantly,
he's got a statue of himself. That's how good he is.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan is a statue.
Yeah. He's slower than a statue. Oop. Yeah. But I just keep going, all right, what's going on here? Because you're not going to play Nick Foles. All right, we'll talk to Steve Tasker about what's going on with the Buffalo Bills. Yes, Seton, was there something else you wanted to add?
Oh, no, I was just ready to go down the rest of the poll question with you, but we can move on.
Oh, okay.
Whatever you want to do.
The rest of the poll question with backup quarterbacks?
Yeah, because we just got to the two. We could just do those two options if you want.
No.
There's other teams.
No, you can give me the other ones.
Teddy Bridgewater, the Dolphins.
I love Teddy.
He's high-end.
Right.
Now, where do you put people like, say, Jacoby Brissett? He's kind of a backup, but he's a starting backup right now. Or Jimmy Garoppolo is a backup quarterback, but he's starting.
Mm. Yeah.
I think this is current situations.
It's fluid.
Yeah. Like Garoppolo is now the starter, and Brissett will be the backup.
Yeah. And then we're probably going to go to the backup with the Rams, if Matthew Stafford, Wofford, John Wofford, instead of Matthew Stafford there.
Eagles, your boy, Gardner Minshew.
I think Gardner Minshew's a starter in this league. I do.
You know, what if we kept it there? Bills, Colts, Dolphins, Eagles.
Sure.
Why not, right?
Why not?
Yeah,
why
we
not?
Can do whatever we want. There's no rules.
No, it's my show. I can do whatever I want.
You make it up.
And people think it's scripted, so we've already, you know, we know the results of this when it's all said and done, don't we?
Hold on.
Are you reading?
Yes, we do.
That's scripted. That's your,
yeah. See that?
Yeah. It's like a screenplay that the Danettes get every morning. And they have their lines there that have been scripted out. We got some writers from Hollywood who help out. Yeah, Paul.
10:45, Fritzy chokes on himself a little bit and everyone laughs.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. We'll get to your phone calls, emails, tweets. Before we take a break, a person I worked with at CNN many, many years ago, Fred Hickman, passed away. And Freddie was 66 years of age. I know there have been a lot of tributes, so I can only tell you firsthand what it was like to be with him and Nick Charles. I had great admiration for how they did a sports show at 11:30 every single night. And, you know, when you see charisma, you know it, and Fred Hickman had charisma. He had that twinkle in his eye. He was a little, you know, a little bit of mischief in him, but you talk about chemistry with him and Nick Charles, and I thought that show was better than anything that ESPN SportsCenter had up until that point. But I took great inspiration of what Freddie did every single night. And nobody's had a bad word to say about him. He was a wonderful person, and he did it well. He did it great. And age 66. And an inspiration to a lot of African Americans getting into the business. And I didn't realize it. And I don't even know if Freddie realized it at the time. Later on, he did. Because people would tell him that, you know, thank you. I saw you do sports. And when you think about inspirational, certainly with African Americans, minorities, you know, Stuart Scott paved the way for a lot of people. But Fred Hickman paved the way for Stewart and a lot of anchors. But I admired him just because he had fun every night. He enjoyed it. He appreciated it. And he and Nick Charles, Nick, who passed away over a decade ago, that's as good a tandem as you'll find who've ever done this on a nightly basis. We'll take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Tunnel to Towers Foundation is, well, they're always going to be there, supporting America's heroes and their families since 9/11. And Christopher Slutman is one of those heroes. He was with the New York Fire Department for 15 years, later became a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps, and he was in Afghanistan serving our country. He was killed in action, and he left behind three young children and his wife. That was 2019. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home, young children left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage, lifting the financial burden and bringing their family stability. Chris's family able to stay in the house that he and his wife picked to raise their kids, that house that allows those kids to feel a little bit safer, a house where everybody can show up and support them after his death. Tunnel to Towers is doing amazing things, but it's also, you know, also thank you to you, because you can donate $11 a month. Tunnel to Towers, T2T.org. That's the letter T, number two, letter T.org. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We'll settle on a poll question coming up. Phone calls are always welcome. There have been various reports, a major announcement regarding the Washington Commanders expected tomorrow afternoon by the D.C. Attorney General. So the Attorney General will hold a press conference to make a major announcement regarding the Washington Commanders. We'll try to find out a little bit more information on that as we move along with this program. Yesterday, the Buffalo Bills had a press conference, their head coach, Sean McDermott, and everybody wanted to know the status of Josh Allen, and here is how he answered that question.
All right. I know everyone's going to be anxious to ask questions about Josh. Certainly respect you guys. I'll have a job to do. So I'll give you what I've got on Josh is he's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day.
All righty. Day-to-day. Everybody holds their collective breaths. And very vague, Steve Tasker, the former Bills All-Pro and former Hall of Fame finalist, joining us on the program. Steve, what do you make of what Sean McDermott had to say about this situation?
Yeah, I don't think they know if he's going to play or not. I'm sure Josh feels like he's going to be able to get there. I think what it comes down to, Dan, is they're going to weigh the risk of how likely it is that Josh hurts himself further and has to drag this elbow thing around all season, and how likely it is that he can play well and they can win. I think that's the real question. I don't think there's any question he could drag himself out there and play, but how much of a risk is it to the rest of the season if he does? I don't think they know that.
How important is he when you look at all the quarterbacks and what's at stake now, where Buffalo, this is supposed to be their year, his year? The importance, can they survive without him? And if so, how long?
Yeah, I think they can survive without him, but in every game they play this year, he's going to be the best player on the field. I think they're almost treading into places where the Patriots went with Brady and where the Colts went with Peyton Manning. He is an enormous eraser, Dan. Whatever goes wrong, it don't matter. He can overcome it. I mean, that's where they're at with him, and that's how good he is. You take that last play of the game when he threw it 70 yards last week at the end of the game. You can't imagine how hard it is for a defense to defend that much field every play, but he forces you to do it, and that's, and he can overcome it. So whatever goes wrong. So you can throw whatever you want at him as a defense. It may not matter even if you get it right. That's how good he is. So they're going to miss him. Now, Case Keenum can play. They can play. They can win with Case Keenum, no question. But the rest of the roster's got to rise up. They got to play really good. And it's going to look a lot different with Case Keenum than Josh Allen, that's for sure.
Well, I wondered, if you had a reliable running game, then maybe you do take a little bit of pressure off whoever's the quarterback. You don't have that luxury here. Does the game plan change at all if Case Keenum is your starter against the Vikings as opposed to Josh Allen?
Yeah, I don't know. You could go with the exact same game plan that you do with Josh Allen, but it's going to look different. Case Keenum's going to make different choices than Josh does. You're going to spread the football around. The running backs are going to get the ball a little more. The tight end's going to get the ball a little more. Gabe Davis is going to get the ball a little more. The offense really depends on Josh and Steph Diggs a lot when it's healthy. And, they really don't need the running game to be all that good with Josh Allen and Steph Diggs in there. So they really don't depend on it. With Case Keenum, it's going to look different. They may hand it off once or twice more than they do otherwise. Certainly when they drop back to pass, they're going to take the check down a lot more than they did with Josh Allen. And Case Keenum's not the runner that Josh is either. So even if you go in there with the exact same game plan, it will manifest itself completely differently with Case Keenum taking snaps than it does with Josh.
And I wondered, we're talking to Steve Tasker, the former Bills All-Pro. If you start to look at where we thought the Bills were going to be in that division, they would have a luxury of a few games, a cushion. You don't have that cushion. The Jets are better than we thought. Miami's going to be there, it feels like. And you lost last week, so it's not like you go, let's sit him down for a week or two and see if rest helps him.
Yeah, I mean, they're 0-2 in the division. The only two losses they've got are the Dolphins and the Jets. And I'll say this, too. The Jets, you got to tip your hat to them. There's a lot of teams in the NFL that are really good that would have gotten beat by the Jets last weekend. They played really good. When you get an effort like that out of the Jets and Zach Wilson doesn't make mistakes, they're pretty tough out. The Bills found that out. So the Bills are sitting there. They're a half game, maybe a game and a half up on the Chiefs because of the head-to-head. The Bills are sitting there in a nice spot. They're the one seed. They've beaten the Chiefs. They've beaten the Ravens, and they've beaten Tennessee, the other three division leaders. But right in their own division, they lose this weekend. They could go from the one seed to the third seed in their own division with a loss. So there's a lot of bad things that can happen if they don't win this game, even though it's an out-of-conference, out-of-division game. So you're right. I mean, you got to keep pressing. This is a team that went to the three seed last year but felt like they were good enough at the end of the season to be the one, and they just weren't there. So if you're going to give yourself the best chance to go to the Super Bowl, you got to win games like this game against Minnesota at a time when there's like five teams nipping at your heels in the standings.
Yeah, and you got home field advantage. Or, there's no team that would rely on home field advantage probably more than Buffalo would with the elements there in January. you've lived in Buffalo, you played in Buffalo. The importance of this year's team to that community, considering everything that's happened in the last, you know, 30 years, 40 years, is what?
Yeah, it's, they're a wagon, man. I mean, this team's full. It's a wrecking crew. They're really good. When they're clicking on all cylinders, they're a sight to behold. And this town lives on them, man. It's the nectar of the gods for this fan base. I mean, it's unbelievable. They love this crew. It's a great group of guys who like each other a lot. It's a fan base who've kind of the Bills Mafia thing is all about family. So it's a fan base with a lot of affection, not only for their team, but for each other, because of the commiseration of two decades of purgatory that they went through together. So it's a fan base that's really got a kind of a family feel to it. I mean, you got fans that don't know each other that are embracing, kind of loving each other. It's a cool atmosphere around this team. The expectations were almost so high, it was scary for a lot of Bills fans. They never been in that spot before. And then they get out of the gate against the world champions and then the one seed in the conference with the Rams and the Tennessee Titans, and they thump those guys. They get off to a rousing start. They drop a game to Miami in a game where they were really injured, and it was that thing in Miami with the heat and the humidity that really – it's something I never went through as a player down there. We never had a game like that in Miami. For all the years I played down there, it was never like that for our team, and it came out of nowhere. So – this is a team with expectations and a fan base. I mean, they cannot wait to watch this team play every week. I mean, it's like they're just looking forward to it because it's, you know, it's like I said, it's nectar of the gods here for this fan base. It's like, you know, they're a crack pipe and this town is an addict. They can't get enough of this team.
Before I let you go, I was wondering about this. I know you were a finalist for the Hall of Fame and you were a special teamer. But I didn't know if – did they create the special teamer for the Pro Bowl because of you?
No, just after me. I was – you know, Bill Bates and Mossy Tatupu were a big factor in that. A lot of great players back then. I got in 85, and the Pro Bowl thing came around 82, 83.
Okay.
What happened, Dan, the rosters got a little bigger in the NFL, and to maximize your chance to win, they needed everybody to contribute. So now they started having professional special teams players back in the early 80s. They had guys who did it as a team. And there were here and there was a guy around, you know, like Hank Bauer from the Chargers and guys like that around the league who had made a name for themselves being able to do it. And guys like him inspired the league to say, you know what, we got to get a guy in there because the rosters were bigger then and the game expanded. And more guys down the roster got a chance to really help the team on game day. So now, during my time, you'll have, and even now, you'll have a half a dozen, eight guys that are professional special teams players. So I came up and I kind of played in the golden era of that where there was no salary cap and they had guys on the team that were just special teams players. And so, yeah, I was a semifinalist. Never made a finalist.
Oh,
I was
finest.
A semifinalist.
Okay.
A bunch, like, yeah, a bunch of times I was a semifinalist, never got to the final list. But, you know, that ship has sailed for me. I'm out of my years of eligibility for the voters to vote me in. And I can't be bitter about being in that conversation. It's flattering. I appreciated the debate when I had a chance to go on. But, someday somebody will go in. Maybe it'll be Matt Slater that gets in. And hope he does.
But you got to be the most famous special teamer in NFL history. Non-return
well, maybe
guy.
Maybe now, yeah. Maybe at this point in history I will be, but there'll be other guys too. I was on a great team, Dan. I got a lot of exposure because of that. I made some really nice plays during that time. That team was really good. And that puts you up on the consciousness of the average fan, not just Bills fans. And I've always been really appreciative of what happened to me and the things I was able to do on that team. They were a great bunch of guys. It was fun. And I, you know, even though we lost four Super Bowls in a row, it was a blast to be on that team, a blast. I'll never forget it. It was a gift and I treat it as such, and I appreciate the conversation, but yeah, I think for me, the Hall of Fame, that ship has sailed, even though I appreciated the time I had being considered.
What's the Super Bowl you replay in your mind occasionally?
Wow, man, they all get replayed at some. They don't, you know, it's not that that they don't wake me up at night, but sometimes I can't get to sleep. You know, that's more the way it is, right?
Yeah.
So I have replays of all of them, and mostly because of the great guys that were on all four of those teams, you know, and the guys that
But if
made
you
a
see like Bill Parcells, bad things come into your mind, or you see Troy Aikman, bad things come into your mind?
No. I got a lot of respect for those guys. You don't get to the Super Bowl and you don't get to play 2-14 teams that are struggling. You get to play Hall of Fame.
Well, you can respect them, but when you see them, it's like, oh, that brings back bad memories.
Yeah. You know what, though, Dan? I think as players, most of the guys think, you know, it wasn't them. It was me. You know, it was me. I should have played better.
It's great to talk to you. Hopefully.
Appreciate you, man.
Hopefully. It is day-to-day with Josh Allen, and he's able to get through this.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is day-to-day. There's a real chance he plays, and I think it comes down to, like I said, it's that risk. Do the team really believe that he can go out there and play four quarters, make every throw, make every play, and not be any worse for wear if nothing weird happens? Then you got a chance for him. But this is a culture here in Buffalo. They're pretty cautious with guys. They like him to get 100. They like the guy to feel like he's ready to play 100%. So there's that too. I really think it's up in the air right now.
Thank you, Steve. Great to talk to you.
All right, Dan, be good.
That's Steve Tasker, former Bills All-Pro and former sideline reporter, NFL on CBS. He was a semifinalist. I had him as a finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Also co-host of One Bills Live. Yeah, Paul.
How can you make 7 Pro Bowls at any position in the NFL and not be a Hall of Famer?
Well, how many people have made the Pro Bowl 7 times?
7 times. But, I mean, Ray Guy got in as a punter. He was probably the greatest punter of all time. You know, you saw him. He just passed away. Steve Tasker is considered the greatest coverage guy, I think, in NFL history, right? It's a niche, but he's the best at the niche. If Devin Hester gets in, more impactful scoring and stuff like that, but if you're the best of all time at a role in the NFL, shouldn't you be in the Hall? The one person in the Hall of Fame?
What if you made the All-Star team as a middle reliever 7 times?
Right.
That you were a great pitcher, but you weren't a starter or closer. You're a role player.
You're the greatest designated hitter of all time.
And that's been a problem, too, with the Hall of Fame. You know, with Edgar Martinez or Don Baylor and who's a Hall of Famer and, you know, you weren't good enough to play the field, those kind of things. It's tricky. You know, punting, I think, when I look at what punters do and how they change games, I think they're probably the most underrated position player because you're like, oh, it's the punter. But then when you get that punter who pins them back, I mean, it's unbelievable. That value, unbelievable. Do we have any more information on the – we should check with stats. And see the number of players who've made the Pro Bowl 7 times.
Okay, at any position.
At any position.
Steve Tasker was also on the call during the blackout Super Bowl. Was it with the Ravens?
Yeah.
And they couldn't go up to Jim Nance and the guys in the booth. So the producer goes, "Hey, Steve, you're on in 30.
Yeah, you're on in front of 100 million people. Go ahead. Any more information on the Commanders, this press conference tomorrow?
No, it was just issued that there's some type of government press conference.
They're not pleased about it, though.
The Commanders aren't?
No, they're not.
This could be one of the darkest days in Commanders' long history.
Let me see. Is there anything? You know, let me take a break. There's some comments that are coming in now, but the Attorney General is going to hold a press conference tomorrow morning, and what's being described as major news regarding the Commanders. I think Jay-Z and Jeff Bezos had dinner in Los Angeles last night.
Does Jay-Z offer to pick up the check? He's got a lot of money.
I would. I mean, I'd love to say I paid for dinner with a billionaire. I mean, I'd say, oh, I had to. He made me pay, you know, something like that. But
maybe they could just go Dutch.
Yeah.
They each put down their black Amex and split it.
I did that on a date. I went Dutch.
That's weak.
One date.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was one date.
Yeah, that'll be one date.
How did that conversation start? When the check comes over, who says what?
I I think I might have said, do you want to go Habsies? I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Want to split it?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably, I'll bet you I could analyze this one. There was probably no future that night or no other night with this.
Oh,
date.
I thought there was.
Oh, yeah. You killed that real
yeah.
quick.
Yeah. If I could have sold pop cans or something, soda cans or anything, just collecting any kind of money, that would have helped. I would have given blood right before I, if there was a place to give blood and I could have gotten $5, I would have done it. Just to make sure that
the
I didn't.
Platelets do it.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
But you wouldn't go any further. Like, well, you got dessert. I didn't get any dessert. So maybe you put in a few dollars more. Yeah.
No, I did go out on a date and with Barb Doria, and I watched her eat because I didn't have any money.
No, I'm just not hungry. I had a big lunch. So, no, you go ahead.
Yeah. And I watched her eat.
Why do you need a Diet Coke? Just let's have water. Yeah, water's fine. Water's healthy. Kidneys. Clean the kidneys out.
Yeah. But it goes back to my rehearsal dinner when I was getting married in Little Italy, our rehearsal dinner, and I ran out of money, and then people were ordering dessert. We're done with the dinner, and I have just enough. And then my wife goes, no, we got to get dessert and coffee. I go, no, we don't. She goes, yes, we do. And I told her later, many, many, many years later, I was like, hun, I didn't have any money, and I didn't want to borrow from anybody. It's like, you know, and I'm looking at people having cappuccino, like, damn you. You got to have cappuccino. No, you want a cannoli? No. All right. Play of the day coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite, spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're
going to
play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Durant coming right. Durant with a crossover. Drives right. Stops, another fake and a pull-up. And it's good. Oh, Durant just had Cam Reddish on a swivel. And the Nets take a 62-39 lead. Durant comes up with it. Gives a look at the clock. He's got four to shoot. Takes it left. Stops on a dime. Fadeaway shot. Good for Kevin Durant. He's got 21.
Ended with a triple-double. Nets beat the Knicks for the eighth consecutive time. That's courtesy of WFAN, the Nets Radio Network. Play of the day brought to you by Stiefel. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. As we strive to reach our financial goals, we can't afford to make mistakes or go it alone. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stiefel financial advisor, Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. So the Commanders had a statement yesterday that read, less than 3 months ago, a 23-year-old player on our team was shot multiple times in broad daylight. Despite the out-of-control violent crime in D.C., today the Washington Commanders learned for the first time on Twitter that the D.C. Attorney General will be holding a press conference to make a major announcement related to the organization. The Commanders have fully cooperated with the Attorney General's investigation for nearly a year. As recently as Monday, a lawyer for the team met with the Attorney General, who did not suggest at the time he intended to take any action, and in fact revealed fundamental misunderstandings of the underlying facts. It feels like the Commanders are using Brian Robinson getting shot to deflect here. Is there something else going on with the Attorney General that has nothing to do with Brian Robinson's situation? Brian Robinson's agent tweeted, up until an hour ago, the Commanders handled the Brian Robinson situation with so much care, sincerity, and class. I was so grateful for all of it. Although I know that there are some great humans in that building, whoever is hiding behind this statement is not one of them.
That's fun.
Yeah. The Attorney General, I don't know what the major news is going to be, but felt like the Commanders are saying, hey, you got all this violent crime going on in D.C., and then, you know, you're going to focus on Brian Robinson. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm telling you, it's baffling how this franchise can keep doing it. It can't just be the owner, because my guess is the owner, Daniel Snyder, didn't type out that statement. I could be wrong. He could have dictated it to someone. But for some PR person or some executive to let that go out and not go, hey, you know what? We're using the carjacking of our running back who almost died to deflect from our own possible crimes. You do PR for a living. You'd be better than that. That's the worst thing they could have done yesterday.
What time is the Attorney General holding a press conference? Do we know yet, Todd?
I see 1 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah. Huh? Deflect. Take a vacation in the south of France. hey, look at the minorities we hired for our front office. You know, you should judge us now moving forward. Hey, we got a crappy stadium here. Hey, we're going to change our name a couple of times. Other than that, done a great job there. Daniel Snyder, did he bring in Carson Wentz? Just so people talk about Carson Wentz as opposed to the Washington Commanders, as has been speculated here. He may have information on some of the other own. I mean, there's a whole lot going on. At some point, as a fellow owner, do you want to be part of a group? Now, of course, you want to be part of it because, you know, how lucrative it is and prestigious. But do you want to be part of a group that includes him? But the question is, what's he have on some of these other owners? Yeah, Marv.
That TV show about NFL owners. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, they'd never let it happen. Never let it happen.
On any station, on any streaming service or anything, the NFL has a real stranglehold on everyone, don't they?
The NFL would not. You'd never be a partner with the NFL. That's for sure. Rob in Key West. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Quick poll question.
All right.
Better laugh, Seton or Fred Hickman?
I'll take the L on that one today.
Yeah. I mean, Freddie just had a smile on his face constantly. Seton's got a great laugh.
He was a really nice guy. I worked with him a little bit when I first got to ESPN,
yeah.
And he was a very nice guy. He couldn't have been nicer to me.
Nobody had a bad thing to say about Fred.
Great guy.
Yes. He was very talented. And he always, Freddie always seemed so young. But he just had that look about him, and he had charisma, man. And an ability to entertain. It's hard to describe it. You just watched it. And I was very envious of Nick Charles and Fred Hickman because we were proud of CNN Sports Tonight. We thought, and, you know, in large part, it helped me get a job at ESPN because my boss said, I want to do what you guys did on CNN Sports Tonight and bring it to ESPN. And I was hired in large part because of that. But that's, you know, Nick and Fred did a wonderful job. It's so much talent. Hannah Storm was there. Dan Hicks was there. Gary Miller was there. Been a lot of talented people came through CNN Sports. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and those guys, like you said, were both really smooth. You usually have one person who's smooth and one's the alternate, but they were just buttery smooth.
Yep. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Settle on our poll question as well. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paula, yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know what
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.